Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
He got out of his car and tried to kiss me. I pulled back. I was still not wanting an affair. I was not sure what I wanted. Most likely, I just liked the way it felt to be wanted. This did not stop his calls. Several more weeks went by and we met up again. This time by the water. After walking and talking for an hour, I could not take the suspense anymore. I leaned in and kissed him. It was like fireworks.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Raw Truth podcasts may contain explicit, sensitive, and questionable content. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual podcaster and are not based on the advice of a licensed psychologist, therapist, or other medical professional. Listener discretion is strongly advised. What does the word ponder actually mean? According to one dictionary, it means to weigh in the mind, to think about, and reflect on. On Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams, we do just that. We discuss taboo and questionable subject matter. For example, size. Does it really matter? Or do you really want to know the number of partners your significant other has been with? Or what about stories of disastrous one-night stands? How about being in a sexless marriage? These and other topics are what we talk about on this podcast. Well, hello and welcome to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. Welcome, everyone. If you've recently subscribed, yay! I know that a lot of my original subscribers on Raw True Stories of Female Infidelity were used to hearing this type of podcast, the Let's Ponder, alongside their regular Raw Truth episodes, but I've separated it out, and I'm hoping that more and more people are subscribing and coming over this way. The numbers are still pretty low, which leads me to believe that most people were there to enjoy the Raw Truth podcast, but hopefully this one will grow, talking about taboo subjects, whether it be infidelity, whether it be weird things in the bedroom. I mean, all sorts of interesting, fun, different topics. And if you have suggestions, I welcome them. You can always email them to me, rebecca.rawtruth@gmail.com. Today, we're going to read Dark Horse Confessions. This is from a gentleman who had followed me on Twitter, and we chatted a little bit because he has his stories, and I think he was a person who enjoyed stepping out of relationships. I'll have a link to this in the episode notes, but he had shared this little publication or his story on Teresa Conway's Scarlet Letter online publication, I believe. And I talked about her a while back, and she was the one that had, it was like, I forget the exact name of it, but basically it was a university on how to cheat for women and why it's okay. And I did have some feedback of people who were a little disappointed that that was running on my Raw Truth podcasts. But I did explain that it was under a Let's Ponder episode. And, you know, I'm going to talk about these things. It doesn't mean I agree about it, but I will talk about it. And so another reason why Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams is separate from Raw Truth Stories of Female Infidelity. They're both still my podcasts, and I still both give them 100% of everything I can. But for now, let's go ahead and get started with today's story, Dark Horse Confessions. I've been having affairs for so long now that it's become second nature. Almost normal. I live this double life of a loving husband and father during the day, whilst on some nights I'm out there with different women having the experience of a lifetime. Sometimes the women I've dated and slept with are so stunning, so far out of my league, that I want to scream about it from the rooftops. I want to show their pictures to all my buddies and exercise bragging rights. The trouble, though, is you can't tell anyone, not a soul. Loose lips sink ships. It's all about discretion. For me, it's been less about sex with other women, but more so the chase, the sense of accomplishment, and above all, it's always been about getting that attention. Why I blog about cheating. Which is in part why I decided to blog about it. I started anonymously journeying my adventures as an outlet. Getting it out there felt like this incredible rush, but I wanted to write about my journey because I wanted to be able to help men protect their families from their cheating. I wanted to be able to guide men in covering their tracks, playing it cool, and ultimately not getting caught. Cheating destroys lives. I acknowledge this, but what people don't know won't hurt them. And whilst there's many men out there like me who cheat regularly, don't think for a second we still don't love our wives and kids. Cheating is a form of escapism. Nothing more and nothing less. So where do I start? Well, I'm a 40-year-old man. I've been married for just over 10 years and I have 3 gorgeous children. And yet, I've been cheating from day one. For me, it's been less about sex with other women, but more so the chase, the sense of accomplishment, and above all, it's always been about getting that attention. There's something about getting that attention from other women that's been so addictive. The early days. In the early days, I used to prefer flings and one-night stands. I would pretend I was single, and it would keep things simple. However, as the years have gone on, and the mistresses have come and gone, I realized that the best approach with long-term relationship was to always be honest and tell them I was a family man. I'm not here to glamorize what I do or encourage cheating. I'm sure we could discuss all the reasons and insecurities that must surround me to be this guy, but for now, let's focus on what I do. I cheat. A lot. And I'm really good at it. If I'm honest, I hate the word, quote, cheating. There's something quite sordid about it, even though it makes me a better version of myself, but of course, I justify it to myself as a form of escapism mixed with therapy. You can imagine the line, quote, it makes me a better husband and father. Both of these things are true, but I still know cheating is wrong. I'm not here to glamorize what I do or encourage cheating. I'm sure a part of me is broken because I feel no guilt. I don't deny this, but yet it's become a big part of my life. The juggling act and living on a knife edge is simply thrilling to me. Friday nights with the Goodfellas. The first mob movie I ever watched was Goodfellas, and of course there's a million epic lines that stand out from that film. Quote, but I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you? I make you laugh? I'm here to fucking amuse you? No, not that one, but this one. Quote, Saturday night was for wives, but Friday night at the Copa was always for the girlfriends. End quote. That line stuck in my head. In that movie, in that era, in that subculture of American Italians, it was just assumed to have a girlfriend, a guma. Well, I wanted to be cool like them too, but without all the crime stuff. What's so funny is that I was the guy in school who was awkward, overweight, terrible with women, and terrible at communicating altogether. I didn't even have my first kiss until I was 17. But since then, I've done it all. I've had the most amazing one-night stands, exciting flings, and wonderful girlfriends. I've done everything from sex on a beach to joining the Mile High Club and everything in between. It's been quite the ride. I would walk around in disbelief that not just one beautiful girl found me attractive, but two. Christmas had clearly come early. My first cheat. The first time I ever cheated, I was 19. I had somehow fallen into this love triangle of seeing a new girl, but also seeing my ex. I was surprised as to how little guilt I felt, and any negative feelings were suppressed with the overwhelming sense of excitement. The butterflies in my stomach were dancing like they were on acid, and I would walk around in disbelief that not just one beautiful girl found me attractive, but two. Again, Christmas had clearly come early. And ever since then, I've continued chasing that high without looking back. But since getting married, having affairs has been a form of therapy. It's helped me balance out the stress of being a business owner, of being a husband to a demanding wife, and being a dad to three young children. Anyone in my position would tell you that sometimes it can simply be overwhelming. Life can be overwhelming. Cheating has given me something to look forward to and can sometimes make the monotony of life bearable. I look better now, more handsome, fitter, more hench, more fashionable, and more confident now at 40 than I ever did at 20. The art of married dating. It isn't necessarily easy to pick up women, and if you're honest with them that you're married, it makes it even harder to strike a match. And as a result of this undeniable act, it forced me to be the best version of myself. I knew that if I wanted to land other women, I'd have to up my game. The dad dancing and overeating had to stop. However, cheating has made me the 2.0 version of myself. For example, I hit the gym regularly. I box, I swim, I cycle, I exercise 5 days a week, and I give it my all in the time that I'm there. I learn from fashion influencers online what looks good and what doesn't, and keep a revolving wardrobe of relevant and fashionable clothes. I read, like a lot. I meditate, I do Pilates. I even did a skydive recently over the Palm in Dubai. And here's what's so amazing. Knowing my personality, if I was married and had nothing going on the side, then I wouldn't be doing any of the above. Life has a habit of just taking over, and with a family and a business, sometimes there's just not enough hours in the day. It would be very easy to put on weight, not care about my appearance, and fall into the simple trap of being boring and sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. Just like the other dads at the school gate, I'd be wearing average clothes and sporting a bit of a pouch. I'd be just like them, boring, happy that every day looked predictably the same. But knowing that I'm competing often with single, younger guys has made me really up my game. Don't believe me? Go on, ask me anything about face masks and skincare routines, and I could tell you everything you need to know. That's what cheating has done for me. Takeaway. Having affairs has made me the best version of myself. It has given me confidence that translates into all aspects of my life, be it with the kids or at work. Does it make it right? No, of course it doesn't. Plenty of people do all of the above without having to cheat. Plenty of men out there dress well and exercise without needing to do the cheating part. What can I say? I'm no angel, but the benefits are undeniable. Cheating is an art. And yes, maybe one day I will get caught, but it won't be as a result of me slipping up. It would most likely be from bad luck, wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. I cover my tracks far too well. I use a burner phone. I delete my browser history. I keep a spare set of clothes in the car, and so much more. I'm very practiced in this form of tradecraft. And in 10 years of cheating on my wife, a highly intelligent Oxbridge graduate, my lack of sloppiness has never ever made her suspect a thing. It seems that I'm not just good at cheating, I'm also good at hiding it. Coupled with the buzz I get from having affairs, I doubt I'll ever stop. Maybe a life as a spy would have suited me better, but I'm not sure I'd be having as much sex. Before I sign off, I'd be stupid to not acknowledge that some of you reading this will be judging me. I get that. Some of you will be muttering words like creep or disgusting. And so my question to you is simple. If no one gets hurt and cheating makes me a better boss, husband, and dad, what's the harm, really? Wowza, that is quite a confession from Dark Horse Confessions. And again, I share this just because things like this happen, maybe not to this extreme as often, but there were certain things that he said that I remember from back in my day about that excitement. And I talk about this a lot on my Raw Truth Stories of Female Infidelity podcast, that feeling of the rush, the chase, all of that. It's something that everybody enjoys when they first meet somebody, but then it becomes almost, in this case, an addiction in a way. And that's what I think he has, is a form of addiction. And I mean, I certainly don't agree of what he's doing with his children and his wife, or doing to them rather. I can't judge. It's not my life. But I know if I were in her shoes, I would be heartbroken if I found this out. And so that is sad, because I know a lot of people, and my ex-husband included, when they find out that they've been cheated on, how devastated they are. And I can imagine that it's not, if she were to find out, this isn't going to be a pretty picture for him whatsoever. But anyway, if you wanted to look more at his information, this story and such, it will be on the episode links. And I appreciate him allowing me to share his story on here. And yeah, that's where we are today. Kind of a short episode, what can I say? But thank you all so much for being here. We will be back in a couple of weeks. And the topic that day will be fighting over sex. And that is one that I've been doing research on for quite some time. So I'm glad that it'll finally get to come out and everybody will have an opportunity to take a listen. If between now and then you do have your thoughts you want to put on the subject about fighting over sex, certainly reach out to me. I won't be settling up the episode until a little bit into the middle of February, so there's some time. But do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? Have you dealt with that? Have you got a solution? Those kinds of things. And what that means in a relationship, and what truly it means. So we'll talk more about it then. But in the meantime, thank you so much. Be sure to subscribe to Raw True Stories of Female Infidelity if you get a chance. Also, I am gathering information on two new podcasts that I'm working on, Raped and Why Me? I Was an Innocent Child. If you have been affected by rape, or you were sexually molested, sexually abused as a child, and you're interested in sharing your story, please let me know. Just shoot me an email. Thanks again so much for being here and for all your support. Have a great day. You have been listening to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. Your support of Raw Truth Podcasts is truly appreciated. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to my other podcast, Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity. This controversial yet no judgment podcast is a safe place where women can share their stories anonymously of why they chose to be unfaithful. If you have feedback or suggestions for future Let's Ponder topics, please email rebecca.rawtruth@gmail.com. This podcast was written, produced, and edited by Rebecca Adams. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.